What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Here we are. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. God's moving. So much is happening. And, gosh, we're excited. I want to call this episode Bound by Principles. Bound, come on now, by principles. Religion is a scary thing. Years ago, when I say religion, it would be kind of like years and years ago probably was a positive term. Then it turned really into a negative term. And now it's kind of being a better term now, right? Religion is more kind of like widely understood. Christianity isn't understood so much. People will go to great lengths to... They just want to know, what do I have to do, right? You want to talk about convenience, just tell me what to do. And unfortunately, Christianity, as so many people on the earth, is a set of rules to live by, and that's it, right? So it's like, what do I have to do? Okay, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this, I can't do that. And no wonder why they get burnt out and they walk away from God, because this is what they think Christianity is. And I know I said it last week, Bible knowledge without Bible experience is pointless. We can't think. Let me just give you a little understanding. The Bible was written by men and women who walked with God and had a relationship with God. And it was meant to be interpreted by such. There's two ways to read the Bible, with and without the Holy Spirit, and most people read it without. We've fallen victim to a society that we're going to be reduced to the most fleshly way of serving. And even places that are so-called spirit-filled are really not, right? They're a form of godliness with no power. And, yes, scripture is important, of course. Don't be weird. But scripture without life is, what are you doing? And I've realized in life that there's so many people that don't understand the presence of God that they go further into principle because that's just what's easy for their flesh to do. And this life with God wasn't made to be lived by principles only. It wasn't. Principles come out of value systems and relationship, right? The principles outside of relationship, what are you doing? It's absolute death. And unfortunately, I never could imagine that somebody could read the Bible and have, quote, values, be as angry as a hornet, be as demonic as the devil, and you know what I mean? And you wonder what happened. Like, where's the disconnect? The disconnect is there's no life. You don't have a relationship with God. You're bound by principles. See, we want a set of rules to live by, and God's looking for a relationship. You need to realize that the struggles, the pain, the frustration, when you let go, and you just love God and build that heart for God in a relationship with God, then the Word of God comes alive. Then revelation and wisdom. See, there's two things we need to understand. We need to know what He has spoken before, which is, absolute essential. But I'm going to tell you that you also need to know what He's saying today. Yeah, there's the written Word, and then there's the Word now. And both are important. So what happens is we disconnect today's word, right? We don't hear His voice today anymore, so we just live by principles and we're completely bound by it. Because God wants to reveal things to you, and He wants to speak to you, and He wants to have a relationship with you. But if we're so bound by just words on a page, then you miss the whole point of this thing. The Bible wasn't written so that, you know, we would have no relationship. Paul had the relationship, Peter had the relationship, you know. All these people in the Bible had a wonderful relationship, so you could just be a dead robot? No. Look, God will never contradict the Bible, but he sure will contradict your opinion of it. When you hear God's voice and you have a relationship with God, he's going to speak to you clearly. It won't contradict the word. It'll always line up with the written word, but it will definitely contradict your opinions. We're going to talk about that after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about being bound by principles. There was a scripture years ago I read. It was so hilarious. Proverbs 26:4 says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you'll be just like him." The very next verse says, "Actually answer a fool according to his folly." What? Don't answer a fool according to his folly, you'll be just like him. The next verse, Proverbs 26:5, "Actually answer a fool according to his folly, or he'll be wise in his own eyes." Well, which one is it? Do we not answer a fool according to his folly, or do we answer him? That's my point. Somebody would read the Bible and say, "See, it contradicts itself. I'm done. I don't believe this thing. It's stupid, blah, blah, blah." Or somebody reads it and goes, "Which one is it?" Well, I need to press in to the Creator to find out. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. If he wanted you to be a robot, he would just say, "Don't do this, do this," and then you go ahead and live in your flesh. But he spoke in parables that we might know what the Spirit is saying. Right? To him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And you're not a robot. You need to realize that we better know what God is saying at the moment. In John chapter 5, Jesus is confronting these religious leaders, right? These guys are just out to lunch, they're tools. The Lord's confronting them in John 5. And then he says something so powerful. In John 5, in verse 39, he says this. Well, verse 38, "But you don't have the word abiding in you because you don't have the word abiding in you because whom he sent, him you don't receive or believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you're going to have eternal life. And these are they which testified me, but you're not willing to come to me that you would have life." It's amazing. So he's rebuking him. He's saying, look, you're so bound by this word, you think that your good works and you are full of your self-knowledge is going to give you eternal life, and you won't even come to me. Man, I feel like that's so true today. I feel like there's so many people today on the earth that describes them to a T. You think you study to know what eternal life is. Look, transformation is found in the encounter. It's found in the seeking God. Not being so, you know, filled with yourself and anger and fleshly works that you think that you're going to somehow break through with it. It's not going to work. You were created for intimacy. You were created for a relationship, a partnership with heaven. And then scripture comes alive. And then we're not using scripture to kind of manipulate our own blindness. Everybody has blindness, everyone. we've got to make sure that as we listen to God's voice, we hear Him and we're not bound by a principle. So many people today, they're destroyed by principle. They're so, look, it's the whole, this whole living by presence or principle thing. Principle has no life in it, right? Jesus said they were upset at Jesus because He healed the man on the Sabbath. All they could see is you healed on the Sabbath. And Jesus is like, bro, you saw what just happened, right? You saw the person just stand straight up. And Jesus said, what do you think it's noble to do, right or wrong right now? And that's what principle gives you. If you're stuck on it, you get angry. It's like you just, all you can see is law. You can't see life. And if you find yourself angry and you find yourself rooted in this, get on your face. Cry out to God. Ask Him to give you a fresh revelation of relationship again. Every time you open that Bible, say, Holy Spirit, speak to me, open my eyes, encourage me, and you'll see scriptures like you've never seen them before. It's going to come through presence and not principles. So today, touch heaven, change this earth, press in, listen, open your heart, and live by presence. And then the principles of God will come alive. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.